Welcome to the Shomar Shalom Nadav from Sochim Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara Nun Vav, in the middle of the page, brings us a story of Yaakov Avinu trying to be Megale, reveal the Kates to his children. And he was not able to because Shechino leaves him, which causes Yaakov Avinu to worry that maybe there's a psul, maybe there's something wrong with his children. The children say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then Yaakov replies with saying, Boch Shein Kvoyim Malchuso Leilon Vayed. Which seems to mean, like almost like saying, Baruch Hashem, that everything is fine. Then the Gemara says that we in our davening, we also say Baruch Hashem, because Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Hashem. And the Gemara concludes that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it, Yaakov Avinu did say it, so it's a mashal to a princess who smells something which is inappropriate for her to eat. So you give it to her quietly, so do we say Baruch Hashem, quietly, we whisper it, we don't say it out loud. And this Gemara is obviously very difficult to understand for so many reasons. A, why when Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal the Kates, and he's unable to, the reply to that is Shema Yisrael. And why to that he says, Baruch Shem Kvoyim Malchusoy? Why is that the reply to that? And why does that become part of our davening? I mean, Yaakov Avinu and his sons had a conversation. Well, Yaakov thought that his sons are not right, and they said they are, and he said, Baruch Shem, why does that become part of our davening? And how does that all that have to do with the mashal of the princess who smells something she's not appropriate to eat for her? So let's try to explain, put all this together. Chazal and Sefer HaZohar tell us that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is what's called Yichudo Ilah, the upper Yichud. While Baruch Shem Kvoyim Malchuso Leilon Vayed is Yichudo Tato, is the lower Yichud. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel explains, similar to what we start talking about in Daf Nun, that Yichudo Ilah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed with no separation, no borders, no obstacles. Yichud Tato is where a human being is in this world, where there is obstacles, where there is issues, where there is we can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu very clearly. And that's why we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, referring to Yichud Ilah. But then we say, Baruch Shem Kvoyim Malchuso Leilon Vayed, saying, yeah, we're not, that's what we believe in, but what we live in, where we actually see in our eyes, is Baruch Shem Kvoyim Malchuso Leilon Vayed. With this, let's go back to the Gemara. Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal the Kates. So my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir, Zechit Zayin Levracha, used to always explain, what does it mean Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal the Kates? Does it mean he wanted to give them a specific date? Says Rav Moshe, no. What Yaakov Avinu wanted to do, he wanted to take away all the obstacles that don't allow us to understand where are we going to. We're here in the world, we have tzaris, we have suffering, and we want to have clarity. We want to know why we're getting it. What's pushing it? What's driving it? Where are we going to? You want to be able to see things clearly. In other words, you want to be able to be in Yichud Ilah to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything in the world and leading us to the right destination. At least somewhat in that level. Nistalko menu Shechino. The Shechino left him. So Yaakov Avinu originally thought, maybe Am Yisrael don't believe in Yichud Ilah. They don't belong there. So Am Yisrael says, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Pasuk of Yichud Ilah. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. So then Yaakov Avinu says, so why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to show me the Kates? Because with the Tafki, the job, the duty in this world for Am Yisrael is to live in a place where there's no clarity. That's part of Galus. That's part of being in this world, is to be in a world that there's no clarity. Being in a world of Yichud Tato, of a lower Yichud. So Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem Kvoyim Malchuso Leilon Vayed. It's not only a Baruch Hashem. It's telling us that Yaakov Avinu is defining where are we going to be living? How are we going to see the world? You believe in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but you're living in a place of Baruch Shem Kvoyim Malchuso Leilon Vayed. You're living in a Yichud Tato, in a place of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not so clear, where we don't really see what is the master plan and where we're going to. And that's what the Gemara concludes with the mashal. The Gemara says, what should we do with Baruch Shem? Should we say it out loud? No, Moshe did not say it. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one, as we mentioned, the Shirin Dafnun, he's the only one who can live a full Yehuda Eloi. He can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly wherever he goes. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say Baruch Hashem. He lives in Shema Yisrael Hashem Ekinu Hashem Echot. But we, though we're not at that level, we're a lower level. So we do say Baruch Hashem. Because that's where we are. We're not at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a little bit of a pchitos. We didn't get to the level, the highest level possible. We're not there yet. So it's a little bit embarrassing. So the Gemara says in Moshel, you have a bas melech. She wants to eat something which is inappropriate in her level. To bring it out loud and show everybody, it's a disgrace. But she really needs it. So you bring it to her bechashai. You bring it here quietly. We aspire to live in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. But in the meantime, we're in a darker world. We're in Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy. But we don't say the Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy out loud. We say it quietly. We whisper it. Because that's where we belong. But we're not very called proud of it. We're just doing it hidingly because we aspire to be in a much higher place. One could understand from this that in Yom Kippur, we do say Boruch Shem out loud. Because in Yom Kippur, we're not embarrassed of where we are. But this is not the time and place to speak about that aspect. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.